Blessings, our precious family. Our God is so very good to us. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down and sets the captives free. Lord, please set us free. Mother Claire began, "In researching this word about entitlement, I heard from the Holy Spirit. I learned more about myself and the areas where I have made excuses for indulging myself and not setting the best examples. Guilty as charged. Please pray for me and forgive my weaknesses. Let's all support and pray for one another to overcome these crippling attitudes." The entitlement mentality is defined as a sense of deserving or being owed a favor when little or nothing has been done to deserve special treatment. It's the "you owe me" attitude. Entitlement can manifest in various ways, including demanding special treatment, expecting others to cater to their needs, and lacking gratitude. Feeling entitled to constant attention from others without communicating their needs. Holding back information and explanations for withdrawn behaviors, which leaves others feeling like they did something wrong, causing needless condemnation and guilt to innocent parties. False accusation leading to judgments against others, when we are actually the ones who have a distorted sense of entitlement, and they have done nothing wrong to us. It's a self-centered mindset where individuals perceive themselves as superior to others and expect the world to revolve around their needs and desires. Often coupled with narcissistic personality disorder, known as NPD, it's a condition characterized by a need for excessive admiration and a real lack of empathy with the problems of others, either because they do not want to relate or can't relate due to their own interior struggles. Individuals with NPD often have an inflated sense of self-importance, a preoccupation with their own achievements and fantasies, and a belief that they are special and unique. They can cause a tendency to be envious of others who have healthy relationships and find joy in their friendships. We all have entitlement issues. Entitled individuals may struggle to build and maintain healthy relationships due to their lack of empathy and consideration for others. They may experience lower levels of satisfaction in their lives because they constantly expect more than they receive. Their demands and expectations may lead to conflict and anger when their desires are not met. Their demanding and entitled behavior may lead to social isolation as people avoid them due to their negative impact on relationships. According to research, one of the most effective treatments for NPD is helping individuals develop self-awareness, improve emotional regulation, and build healthier relationships. Key aspects of treatment for this disorder is to help identify and modify negative thought patterns and behaviors. Helping and teaching individuals to understand and regulate their own emotions and the emotions of others. Family members can help to understand and learn how to be a better support. Individuals with NPD may struggle with self-awareness, so therapy may help them recognize their narcissistic tendencies and how they impact others. Learning to recognize realistic expectations. There is hope, but first comes recognition and a willingness to work it out. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land.